You'll see something a little new in this header. You notice that it begins with some preprocessor directives, one of which I don't think we've seen yet. If in def, that stands for if not defined. The way the preprocessor works, as far as these symbols go, is when you define something, it's entered into a special symbol table that the preprocessor maintains. And once something is defined, it knows whether it's defined or not. Even in this case, we don't even care what the value is. We just want to know if it's defined. And so what you're seeing here is a common idiom to make sure that header files are only included once in a compilation. So what happens is the first time this header is encountered in a compilation, well, the symbol employee underscore h, which I just made up to match the file name, will not have been defined. So what we're going to do is define it, but now skip all the way down to the bottom of the file and you'll see a pound end if. It's important that every if or variation of an if in the preprocessor is matched by an end if. So everything in between the if not defined and the pound end if will be included the first time only. And then if for some reason this header file gets included through some other inclusion path in the very same compilation, well, employee underscore h will already have been defined, and so you won't have the problem of duplicate definitions. Well, anyway, here it is. The struct employee is pretty much what you've seen so far. And what we have is a function create employee, as I explained in the previous slide. That's the one that creates a new employee and gives you a pointer back. And now notice that all of the rest of the functions take a pointer to an employee struct. And that's obviously because you need to pass the pointer to the struct that you're using to operate on it. And that's pretty much how that works. And believe it or not, this little exercise is a good introduction to how classes and objects work in C++ and even in Java.